Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today we celebrate an absolutely contemporary saint. Well, he's a blessed, but he's pretty close to being a saint. That's Blessed Carlo Acutis, who was born in 1991 and grew up in Milan, Italy. From a young age, he had a profound love for the Eucharist, going to daily Mass, praying the Rosary. When he was 10, he said, "Jesus is very creative because he hides in a little piece of bread, and only God could do something so incredible." And he discovered that at the consecration of the Mass, that was the most important moment to ask Jesus for what he needed. Carlos said, "Who can intercede more for us than a God who offers himself back to God?" And when he received the Eucharist, he begged Jesus, "Make yourself at home. Live within me as if it were your own dwelling." Carlo would often prepare for Mass by going to adoration, and he always remained with Jesus after receiving him in the Eucharist in what we call Eucharistic thanksgiving. Carlo said, "To always be close to Jesus, that's my life plan." But he lamented that so few people knew Jesus in the Eucharist. He said, "We can find God in his body, soul, and divinity present in all the tabernacles of the world. And if we think about it, we are much more fortunate than those who met Jesus on this earth 2,000 years ago, because we have God really and substantially with us always. It's enough to visit a nearby church. Jerusalem is in every church. No room for despair. God is always with us and will never abandon us. How can people grasp this truth? Throngs of people stand in interminable lines to buy tickets for concerts and soccer games. But I don't see crowds of people lined up outside the church waiting to see Jesus in the Eucharist. This should make us pause and reflect. Perhaps people really haven't yet understood. Jesus is present among us in his very body, just as he was during his mortal life among his friends. If we reflected on this seriously, we would never leave him alone in tabernacles, waiting for us with love, wanting to help us and to support our earthly journey." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
From an early age, Carlo had an extraordinary aptitude for computers and technology. By grade school, he was programming and exploring advanced computer science topics, usually reserved for university students. He was largely self-educated in programming, and he saw that the internet was a great tool for evangelization and a means to reach people who might not encounter the gospel otherwise. He said, "The internet is a gift from God, but it's also a responsibility. We must use it to bring the truth to others and not falsehood." By the time he was 11, he began developing his own website dedicated to all the Eucharistic miracles recognized by the Catholic Church. The site included detailed descriptions and the story and photographs and maps of more than 136 Eucharistic miracles. He ultimately created a multimedia display which has been hosted in over 10,000 parishes worldwide, from New York to Rome to Tokyo. And his goal was to rekindle faith in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. He said, "The more we receive the Eucharist, the more we will become like Jesus, so that on this earth we will have a foretaste of heaven." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Carlo strongly believed that each person is uniquely created by God with specific gifts, talents, and a distinct purpose. And he saw individuality as a divine attribute to be embraced and celebrated. He said, "All people are born as originals, but many die as photocopies." And he recognized that societal pressures often lead people to abandon their true selves in favor of conforming to some false image out there. And Carlo noted that society imposes standards encouraging people to fit into predefined molds, be it success or appearance or behavior. This was especially true among young people with their desire to be accepted by peers, which can lead them to mimic others rather than become their true selves. But it's not just young people that struggle with this. Everyone struggles with the question, who am I? What's my true identity? From where does my identity come? And then we think we have to create our identity and our self-worth by achievement or some relationship. But Carlo knew that our identity and our self-worth is a gift from God, that God makes us his children, and you can't add to or subtract from that identity. Everyone is born with their own originality, Carlo said, but many people lose it by trying to be like someone else. So where do we find our true identity? Only by turning to God. Only God can reveal to you who you really are. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In October of 2006, when Carla was just 15, he was diagnosed with an aggressive form of leukemia. Confronted with this life-threatening illness, he accepted it with complete trust and total abandonment to the providence of God. And he saw his suffering not as a misfortune, but as a means to draw closer to Jesus. And he consciously chose to offer up his pain for the intentions of the Pope and the Church, believing that his own pain really could contribute to the good of others when offered to God. He said, "I offer all the suffering I will have to suffer for the Lord, for the Pope, and for the Church." And despite intense pain, he declined the use of morphine, explaining that he wanted to remain as lucid as possible, saying, "I want to share as much as possible in the suffering of Jesus on the cross." And even in his final days, Carlo never seemed to think of himself and always showed deep concern for those around him. He comforted his parents, he expressed gratitude to the medical staff, and he maintained a joyful spirit, reassuring his loved ones about his readiness to meet God. He said, "I am happy to die because I have lived my life without wasting even a minute on things that do not please God." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As as it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Within just a matter of a few weeks after his diagnosis, Carlo passed away. Then, on October 12, 2013, a Brazilian 4-year-old named Matheus was in line with his family to visit a relic of Carlo. Matheus had an annular pancreas weighing just 20 pounds, meaning he only weighed 20 pounds because he couldn't eat, and he constantly vomited, and he always had stomach pain, and the doctors were certain he wouldn't live to his 5th birthday. Well, his mother began a novena to Carlo Acutis, and there they were at the veneration service. And she told her son that Carlo was in heaven and encouraged him to ask Carlo for whatever he wanted. His grandfather carried him up to the relic, and Matheus kissed the relic, saying out loud, "Stop vomiting." Afterwards, Matheus told his family he was healed, and at home, he requested his brother's favorite foods and ate heartily for the first time. And scans confirmed that, in fact, his pancreas had changed immediately, and the doctors were mystified. It was a miraculous healing. And this paved the way for Carlo to be beatified on October 10, 2020, by Pope Francis. And now he is the patron of the internet. But what I love most is his goal in life, to always be close to Jesus. That's my life plan. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What do you think about this modern day saint?
I think for one thing, it's just very important to have something so contemporary. I mean, I remember as like a little kid thinking that it was a shame that we didn't have saints anymore. Because in my head, all the saints I'd ever heard about were from over 200 years ago. So having not just an example that's so recent, but so modern in his lifestyle, I can't stress how important that is.
I would say the biggest problem in the world is that we're lacking saints.
Yeah.
Yet, how was he any different in the beginning? He wasn't. That's the whole point. He was just like any other kid in the 90s.
I see what you mean. Yeah. I think more importantly, I think a lot of young Catholics really want Blessed Carlo Acutis to become a saint so that we can have a PlayStation and a Spider-Man costume as second-class relics.
Yeah.
But I was also surprised by, I always had thought, when I'd heard him referenced, I'd heard it talked about his website, and I hadn't heard all of these really brilliant and beautiful quotes, because that really paints a different picture as well. It's just, I mean, these are exactly the major topics that we're juggling right now.
What do you mean?
Like, for instance, the internet isn't a bad thing.
No, we use it for the podcast.
We're using it, but like Colby was such a pioneer when it came to technology for spreading the word of God, we have to use it really, really well. We have to be very careful about it, about what we're doing and how we're using it, because it's really so different from everything we've ever had in the past. But what he shows us is how this can be used really well.
Yeah.
And that makes it more approachable for most people.
And don't you love what he said? That I can die peacefully because I have lived my life without wasting even a minute on things that do not please God. There's the answer for the internet.
Yeah.
Have to make it your aim never to waste even a minute on the internet with things that won't please God.
That's such a good, because it's not even, there are things you objectively shouldn't be doing on the internet. But then as a different layer to that, just wasting so much time on things that aren't useful and you like, they don't make us better people. They're just numbing us, that sort of thing.
Yep.
But it still leaves that healthy gap for healthy uses of the internet.
Yeah. Obviously, I use the internet. We're getting the rosary out to hundreds of thousands of people through the internet. I research through the internet. But my aim is to never waste even a precious minute on things that wouldn't please God.
Yeah.
So the question is, what do you have to do personally to not waste your life on the internet? I mean, only you out there can answer that question for you. But don't justify it because of your addictions. Be courageous enough to own up to and face your addictions and don't give excuses. Thank you, Teresa, for in the past holding me accountable to not wasting time on YouTube shorts.
Yeah, I always need to be more accountable too.
But that's been helpful for me.
Yeah, I had to kick my bad Tetris habit.
Wow, I'm impressed.
It was hard. I was getting real good.
I'm impressed. And I can't tell you how much more at peace I've been by not being on the news.
Yeah.
And because I'm not on the news, I have nothing to fight with people about. So instead of fighting with them, I get to know them. And I delight in them. What a difference. Well, Blessed Carlo, acutus, pray for us. And thank you, Teresa, for this conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.